If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, guys, it's Wendy in for Lisa today. She is off all week, and I have noticed at my supermarket that there are less cashiers and more of the self-checkout. Well, there was a survey done, according to Loan Marketplace Lending Tree. 31% of Gen Z consumers have admitted to having that five-finger discount. They've stolen items from the self-checkout kiosks. On the line with us right now is LendingTree Chief Credit Analyst Matt Schultz. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Here is the deal. The Gen Z people, how old are they, ballpark? Because I get confused with this.
Yeah, it's generally about 18 to about 26. So generally, like low 20s, generally speaking.
All right. I have two sons in the Gen Z category, and they seem like they're going to save the world, and they really care about other people. So I find it weird that the Gen Z people have admitted to stealing something from the self-checkout. I would expect the crotchety baby boomers to be doing that.
Yeah, no, it's certainly an interesting stat, and I don't know that I have a great explanation for it. I mean, obviously, Gen Z is probably the most strapped financially because they're just getting started in their careers and student loan debt and all that sort of thing, but I doubt that explains it fully.
Yeah. Well, I did notice that there are less and less cashiers, and I didn't realize this till, of course, I had a full cart of stuff, and I finally flagged somebody down and said, is there any way you can ring me up? But there are more and more self-checkout kiosks, aren't there? Is that why more people are stealing? Because they feel like, oh, if they're not doing their job...
Well, there's certainly more opportunity at self-checkout than ever. I mean, about 96% of Americans say that they've used one of these at one point, so that's basically everybody. And the reason why we've used it is because it's faster, it's easier, you don't have to talk to anybody, and that sort of thing. But the other edge of that sword, I guess, is that it can make it easier to shoplift and that sort of thing. And it's certainly not always the case, because sometimes when you go shopping, there'll be an employee or two positioned around the self-checkout, just kind of keeping an eye on things. But that's certainly not always the case.
31% of Gen Z consumers have stolen items from the self-checkout kiosks. They admit to that. Do they admit if they've done it again? What are the statistics with that in this study?
Well, they say about 40% say that they would do it again, just looking broadly, not just at Gen Z. So, it's clear that a lot of people are giving it a shot and say that they would do it again if they could. And what's another thing that was interesting was that it's not just the people who it's not just that people are doing this stuff intentionally. Sometimes people accidentally take something because they forgot to scan it or whatever, and about two-thirds of those who took something accidentally kept it anyway. So there's a lot of that sort of thing going on.
Yeah, I had the 12-pack fridge pack sodas underneath the cart, and I walked outside and realized that I didn't ring them up. And I went back to the customer desk, and I was kind of surprised that they didn't thank me. I mean, they did, but I expected them to, like, you know, bend over backwards and go, oh, my God, thank you so much for being honest. But I just kind of came back and said, I kind of walked out with these. Sorry. And they're like, okay. And they rang it up. I expected them to be a little happier that I brought it back.
Yeah, you would think that that would be the case, and you wonder if people, when they have that sort of circumstance happen to them, might be like, well, maybe next time I just won't come back and give it to you. And you would hope that that's not the case, because, you know, stealing is wrong.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't surprise me if that happened.
All right. And what do you think about places doing away with the kiosks? Do you think they're going to remove them? Do you think this is going to affect that at all?
I do think that we're going to see some places dial back self-checkout. I don't think they're ever going to go away because they're just too popular. But I do think that there is some soul searching and some number crunching going on with a lot of retailers to try and figure out how they kind of reach that happy medium where they are able to manage having these self-checkout things, but also try and keep theft to a manageable amount, because most retailers, financial margin for error and their profit margin is pretty small, so a huge amount of theft would really be a big deal, and it's forcing the retailers to kind of rethink what they're doing.
Yeah. All right, so when you're walking out of Sam's Club and that guy asks for your receipt, or a lady, but usually I run into guys, do they really check everything that's in your cart? Because they do that so quickly.
They do it pretty quickly. When I've gone, they've checked everything, and I would imagine that if you walk out with like a TV out of Costco or something like that, they're probably not going to miss that. So
that's true. And all right, so LendingTree chief credit analyst Matt Schultz talking about the survey that. Nearly a third of Gen Zers steal from self-checkout aisles. I really enjoy going to the self-checkout if I don't have too many things. Is there any tips on how to be quicker so people don't give me the dirty look?
No, I think it's just a matter of kind of paying attention and not taking 25 things to self-checkout, because that might drive people a little crazy. But as long as you don't bring too much stuff in there, you don't take too long, and you don't walk out with a bunch of stuff that you haven't scanned, I think you'll be okay.
All right. Well, good. Thank you so much for joining us today, Matt. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Certainly. I still find it weird that the Gen Zers are the ones stealing. Baby boomers. I would think so. Tony has called us, 312-981-7200. Hey, Tony.
Hi, my local grocery store, I won't mention the chain, they open at 6. They used to have a cashier at 6. Then they still open at 6, but have a cashier at 6:30. Then they didn't have a cashier till 7. Then they didn't have a cashier till 7:30. Then they didn't have a cashier. Now it's 8.
Jeez.
And you go there and you have no cashier and they want you to do self-check. I don't want to do self-check. I don't want to learn self-check. This is the only store I know of that opens at whatever time you open and there's no cashier.
That is frustrating. Are you going to go somewhere else?
I have been going somewhere else. I've been shopping there for 40 years.
Ah, well, that's heartbreaking. All right, well, thank you for checking
Why
in.
Why do you open at 6 and have no cashier till 8? That's ridiculous.
I agree with you 100%. I'm mad at my store for giving away my turkey last year that I ordered. It was terrible. Tony, thank you. I share in your frustrations. News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN. WGN.